6 months ago, we woke up to lockdown, a virtual halt to life as we knew it. Just the normality of what we did every single day, that routine was completely gone. Dr. Nick Beeching is Senior Lecturer in Clinical Infectious Diseases with the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Dr. Nick, thank you very much indeed. And just to quote Boris Johnson once again in his speech last night, this is the single biggest crisis the world has faced, not only in his lifetime, but for most of us. I mean, that's fair comment.
You're looking at international sickness rates and death rates are phenomenal and still increasing in many countries. And our problem is that we still have the reality of the virus increasing in the UK.
What do you make of the new measures that have been introduced nationwide now? We've had them locally, but nationwide.
Well, I think it is important to take action. And there are some that think we should have gone a bit earlier. 6 months ago, we're talking about the anniversary. So I'm glad things have been introduced. I share all the concerns that we've just been hearing. You know, I don't want my life sort of locked down in any way, but we have to do it, I think. And it's achieving that balance, as we've already heard, is very hard. But I think what people really need to take on board is that whether or not they like the Churchillian message, that we really need to take responsibility for ourselves and for others around us. And the rules can be confusing, they change a bit, but the bottom line is that we still need to be sensible, you know, cover our faces and wash our hands and just think about the people around us, and especially our families, if we've got vulnerable families at home.
Well, we can do this, can't we? Because we have previous. Because in the early part of the pandemic, we started. We went for the rules and the vast majority of people stuck to the rules. We flattened the curve. We saw the rates coming down. We saw the death rates and people being admitted to hospital coming down. So we can do this again.
Yeah, I think that there are some good things. You know, we look back, we've still got the virus around. Only about 10% of the population in the UK have had it, and maybe twice as many in big cities like London. We knew that it was spread like flu with droplets, and that hand washing was very important. But what we've learned in the last 6 months, which we didn't know at the time, was that using face masks does a lot to protect yourself and also other people around you. Now, it's not perfect, but we didn't have that evidence before. So we have a very simple intervention in addition to what we had before. And I think that's a good thing. Yeah. Also, of course, in the hospitals, we've learned how to manage patients better. It's not perfect, but it's certainly better than it was. People have more experience of assessing the very sick patient and how to manage their breathing. And also, because of the wonderful trials that have been done in the UK, we have a very cheap and readily available medicine which reduces mortality. It doesn't stop everybody from getting bad, but there are some good things that have come about.
Yeah, we've learned a hell of a lot in the last 6 months, of course we have. This word fatigue has been bandied about over the last few weeks or so with the new restrictions that have been mooted. Now we're into these restrictions. It's almost like a marathon, this, isn't it? You know, the last few miles are going to be the hardest.
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, we've been through this. It's sort of deja vu all over again, isn't it? And people are fed up with it. And we've been able to relax over the summer, and it's relatively safe outside. And now, of course, as autumn and winter are approaching, we're more inside, and the numbers are going up. And the reality is, it's there. So however fed up we all are, we have to knuckle down and follow the rules and perhaps be ahead of the rules.
And I always like to finish on a positive, and I mentioned this to a previous guest earlier this morning, that we're expecting the flu virus to rear its head again. It's important that we get vaccinated, but we're a lot cleaner than we were this time last year. We're washing our hands more, we're covering our faces, we're social distancing, and that can help. I mean, it's obvious that's going to help with the flu virus too, surely.
Well, I hope so. It's very interesting in Australia this year, and they're usually 6 months ahead of us because their seasons are the other way around. There was a huge reduction in flu and other things. And actually, we saw that during the early phase of lockdown in the UK. There seemed to be genuine reduction in other chest and respiratory infections. So I'm hoping that will happen this year, because the combination of the two is not a good thing. I'd like to pick up on the vaccines. I mean, we're very hopeful that the vaccines will work. And we're lucky to be involved in several of the trials in Liverpool. And we're finishing off one trial at the moment, recruitment, but we've got a couple more vaccines coming through. And we're actually looking for volunteers to help show people around, particularly students and others around the university and the School of Tropical Medicine, but perhaps members of the public that would like to help out sort of stewarding, showing people around. So there are some positive things going on.
Nick, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed, as ever. Dr. Nick Beeching, who's a senior lecturer in clinical infectious diseases with the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Have a look on their website if you do want to get involved, if you do want to help. And it's always good to end on a positive. And speak to the experts. Speak to the people who do this for a living.